T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's head right to the dial pad. Guest line joining us right now, Steve Mariucci, former NFL head coach and NFL Network analyst, brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. And Steve, I want to start with this. The Niners are 2-0. They've won 2 road games. And I want to ask you, what do you think the atmosphere will be like, let's say, Tuesday or Wednesday at practice? And as a coach, what would your message be after a team gets off to this good of a start?
Well, I think they're going to be coached real hard. This is a time where you can really coach your team hard and not think you've arrived. You can go over every detail and harp on making corrections and getting back to work, because I think that team's realizing that hard work is getting them some production and some success. And so there's optimism in the building, certainly there should be, because it was a good, healthy win. But this is the time where you can really coach hard and try to make the improvements that you need going forward, because if this team stays healthy, and we all know this, it's got a chance to win this division.
Mooch, I told you you're my go-to pregame show in the morning. I'm watching you yesterday sipping my coffee, and I saw you pick the Bengals. I understand why you did it, but how shocked were you when you saw the thorough whooping that the Niners put on them, and do you think they could sustain it? I had to browse. Sorry, I'm messing with you, Mooch.
You know why I picked the Bengals? Because I thought they played very well. They were better than expected in their opener up in Seattle. They should have won that game in Seattle. So maybe that was a false positive. I don't know. And then, of course, the Niners stayed back in Youngstown a week. And I just thought the Bengals were going to show up at home. They sure didn't. And the Niners did. That was a beatdown. It wasn't even close. And I was really impressed with the Niners in every phase of the game.
Mochy, the Niners haven't started 3-0 since 1998, when some guy who had a head full of hair was coaching the Niners way back when. Kyle Shanahan yesterday, I thought it was his most complete game as a head coach for the 49ers. They played well in all phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. But really, Kyle Shanahan and the way he was dialing it up and helping out his quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. Tell me what you saw from Kyle Shanahan yesterday in Cincinnati.
Kyle's one of those young offensive mind guru, quarterback whisperer, kind of, in that mold of the Sean McVays and, that young generation of head coaches. And he's very innovative. But you know what, guys? He's got some old school in him. He's got some Mike Shanahan in him, because what we saw yesterday, you got to be able to run the ball and stop the run. And that's how he's trying to build this football team, at least with that mentality. And boy, did they do that. When you rush the ball for 259 and you hold the Bengals, they couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage. I mean, they had 25 yards rushing the whole game. And so you start with that, okay? Then it makes your team difficult to play against, because all the play action pass and everything else you want to do when you want to move Jimmy Garoppolo around is you're going to have guys open. And so there's a mentality there that's a tough, the 9-on-7 drill on both sides is very important to them. Run the ball, stop the run, and then everything else can fall in place.
Steve, how do the 49ers rush for 259 yards when they're missing McKinnon and Tevin Coleman? Is there anything to be said for, that the running back position, you don't necessarily need a bell cow or a big name?
If you had an Adrian Peterson in his prime, or if you had a Zeke, or if you had a Saquon Barkley, then you have the bell cow and you use that person accordingly, okay? But John Lynch has put together a stable of running backs. You've heard that term too. And you mentioned the guys that they're missing with Tevin Coleman and Jerick McKinnon. But Mostert and Breida, and then all of a sudden Jeff Wilson Jr. shows up. And they've got more backs than anybody, it seems. And they're using them wisely. They're trying to keep them healthy. This is a good way of doing it. They share the load. They're both productive. They're all productive in the run game and the pass game. They catch the ball. They'll block. And you can stay healthy that way because you don't wear them down not only in games, but you don't wear them down in practice too. And so I think they're in good shape with that running back crew, even without Tevin Coleman and McKinnon.
Mooch, we're 2 hours into our show. We have not heard Nick Mullins' name at all last week. Believe it or not, callers were texting in and saying that, you know, does he deserve a shot? What did you make of Jimmy Garoppolo's performance yesterday? Because I thought he did real well.
Nick Mullins, I love Nick, but he's gonna back up Jimmy, and that's it. And so Jimmy G, man, I mean, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of years now. When he's healthy, he can make all the throws. He can do all the things with his arm and his legs and his head. And so it's just a matter of him showing up and playing 16 games. But I thought he did a nice job with his play-action passes. I thought he moved around in the pocket well. He escaped when he should. He was very efficient. He just threw the one pick, but three touchdowns. But like I said earlier, what it helped him was that great running game. Because if you just have to throw the ball, man, that defensive line gets in a track stance and just meet you at the quarterback kind of thing. But they keep people off balance with the pass rush by moving him around and mixing up the game. Jimmy Garoppolo is very good. We all know that. Let's just keep developing that receiving core, and we're in good shape.
Steve Mariucci here on 95.7 The Game with BS&G. Mucci, I know before the season you said your dark horse team was the 49ers, especially in the NFC. And when you did say that, believe it or not, Mucci, and you look around the NFC after yesterday, Drew Brees is out for 6 weeks. The Eagles are beat up. Other than the Cowboys, I mean, I know the Packers are 2-0. They're playing better defensively. Let's see what happens offensively with them. But it looks like things are opening up for the 49ers in NFC. Are they allowed to dream big? Are the fan base allowed to dream big when you look at the schedule? And, oh, by the way, Pittsburgh's coming into town. They're 0-2, and they're going to be without Ben Roethlisberger. Niners have a legit shot to go 3-0 before the bye week. And then all of a sudden, I mean, how are we allowed to dream big out here in San Francisco?
No, you got to dream big, and you're right, because in the AFC, it seems like there's a two-horse race with Kansas City and the Patriots, right? But you mentioned the NFC, man, it's up for grabs. Dallas looks like they're really healthy, and they're going to be deep with their – they got a heck of a roster, too. Maybe this 49er-Dallas-Cowboy rivalry will kick up again because these are two good young teams. Seattle is still, you know, if they don't have Russell Wilson, man, they're not the same kind of team. It's a good sign with Jadeveon Clowney. But the Rams are good, but are they great? I don't know about that. And so and you mentioned the Eagles. What a game that was last night with the Falcons. Those two teams go down to the wire every single time they play. I like the Falcons, but they're not that great on defense. The Packers are better than we expected, especially on defense. And the Bears are great on defense, but their offense is very pedestrian. The Vikings offense, same thing, great defense and just an average offense. So yeah, dream big, 49er faithful, because your schedule, your health, who's coming up, your opponents, you know, some of them have some struggles and concerns. So let's just keep our fingers crossed in terms of the health of this football team.
Yeah, Steve, last one here. You said the receiving core needs to continue to improve. I'm wondering, they don't have a legitimate number one, but when you have a quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo, who's, I mean, I know he's 28, but he hasn't played a lot of NFL games. Can there almost be a silver lining not having kind of a big boy receiver, because you won't feel the tug of maybe trying to go to him too much?
Yeah. You know, there is something to that. You know, I coached a young quarterback named Favre, and we had a real strong personality named Sterling Sharp. And I remember one day in practice, Sterling said to Brett, "Hey, you know what the progression is on this play? Favre, 84, 84, and 84. And what he means is throw me the ball, right? And so you're right, wow. You don't have that kind of guy. Their number one is George Kittle, and he's as good as they get. He's in the discussion with Kelsey and Ertz and all these tight ends, was Gronk, but with the best in the league. But, you know, Marquise Goodwin's got to come around and keep getting better. He scored a touchdown. Deebo Samuel's going to be a very promising young young receiver heard, you know, these guys are going to be, they're trying to find that number one. Are you playing with a bunch of number twos? That's okay. That's okay. You share the wealth. You make them a little bit more diversified and less predictable. So, you know, that's just how the team is built. You know, maybe next year they go out and find a draft a guy real high, big, tall guy, a DK Metcalf kind of a guy, whoever that is. But they're more than adequate, and I like the way they'll have to share the load.
Steve, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Okay, guys. And one other thing, you know, I got all the listeners in the Bay Area here. I hope we all remember a guy named John Ralston, okay?
Yeah, San Jose State. Yeah.
Yeah, Stanford, more than San Jose State, man. This guy was at Cal as a player and a coach, and Stanford, two Rose Bowls, and Bronco. Great man, and he passed away at 92, and keep him in your prayers today.
Thank you for mentioning that, Steve.
You bet.
All right, have a good week. Steve Mariucci, former NFL head coach, NFL Network analyst, brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork solutions and excellence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.